So, hello. Hi. I'm
Hi,
Marty. Nice
and
to
I'm
meet
Marsh.
you.
Meet you.
Finally,
You've
you can
been
see.
known them.
I mean, I
Bestie.
don't know our listeners, and they don't know my face until now. So,
A true.
yeah, this is how we look. And yeah, so, Marsh, how have you been?
Oh, very interesting. I had this whole thing with my summer job that I needed to figure out, and I called the dude like last week, and he was like, "I don't have you here on our records." And I was like, "Well, bitch, I signed up. Okay, whatever." He was like, "Call me like today," and then so I called him today, and he was like, "I still don't know what's going on with your schedule. Call me like tomorrow." And I was like, "Well."
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where did you sign up?
At the zoo.
Oh my God, at the zoo. So animals.
Yeah, but I won't like be working with any of the animals. I'm gonna be like their commercial person.
Oh, so you're like the advertiser.
Yes.
Ooh. So you're gonna make more content.
I'm gonna be mostly handing out flyers and tricking people into going to the zoo, but yeah.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, so how have I been? I don't know how I've been. It's been tough. I had
You were
this really
sick.
bad. I'm sick. Yeah, I had this very bad cold. It was absolutely garbage. And I'm and you
Yeah.
I think I can still hear it. Like,
I
Jesus
can't.
Christ. You can't? Oh, it must be the mic then.
I don't know, but like on the 18th we celebrated my birthday. You were sick
Yeah.
then.
I was so sick. I could not speak at all. I can still barely speak, and I've had
Oh.
like 3 cough pills already today. And
Oh my God.
you're supposed to only take like 2 a day. So if you hear me cough, yeah, that's that. I'm just sick. Okay. So what do we have planned today?
What do we have planned? We planned this like a month ago.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in so long. Oh wait,
We're
how was
very
New
sorry about
York?
that.
We are sorry, but how was New York?
Oh, it was wild.
Oh, you got
I
some
saw a
amazing
lot of
stories?
interesting things. I
Oh,
have a
yes.
bunch of stories. Oh gosh. I made like a list of things that I found very weird when I was in New York. But the thing that like comes to mind right away is like I went to also visit the Niagara Falls, both from the American side and the Canadian side, and we were with this like tour group. And once we were nearing the Niagara Falls, the tour guide said very two things that I found so funny. The first thing she
Yeah.
said, "By the way, you can't cross the Canadian border if you have weed, so either smoke it now or throw it out." And the second thing, she made dead ass eye contact with me when she said it. She was like, "By the way, committing suicide here and not succeeding is very expensive, so like either succeed or don't do it."
Oh, I think that was targeted.
What, like, look at me.
You look stunning.
You look stunning.
You don't have to say that.
No, it's true.
Well, we'll see. Anyways,
Bitch,
so.
accept the compliment.
All right, I'm stunning.
There we
I
go.
accept your compliment. So, today we are ranking TV shows. Like last time we ranked movies, today we are ranking TV shows with an actual tier list. Oh God,
Yeah.
I made this like a month ago, so I don't remember which TV shows I put on and what even is the rating. So don't judge me. It's gonna
It's
let
gonna be
us.
fun.
It is gonna be fun. All right. Oh fuck! I was supposed to share my screen. Hold on. Where is that button? Please load.
Will.
Come on. Come on, sweetie, you can do with this.
We
I
believe in you.
believe in you. I believe in you. Please load. It's not even doing shit.
5 minutes later.
Oh my God! Let's go!
So, these are the TV shows. So, let's start. The Owl House.
There are no words to describe how much I love the Owl House.
It was one of the most amazing shows ever. Amazing show ever. Like, I loved it.
I love
I'm so angry at Disney that Disney only gave The Owl House in season 3 only 3 episodes. Like, it was heartbreaking. I was crying. The ending, I cried. If you know what part of the ending I'm talking about, you know, I cried.
Oh
I bawled
yeah.
my eyes out. It was horrible. I loved it.
Oh
S
gosh.
tier. S tier, definitely.
S tier, S tier.
Okay. Amphibia.
So I actually haven't watched Amphibia, so this is all
You
you.
haven't. I liked it. It's really similar to The Owl House. But some of the dialogue I found quite a bit cringy. Like, I didn't like it as much as like The Owl House, but it's still up there. I would watch it again. So I'd say A tier. The classic Gravity
Gravity Falls.
Falls. Oh my God, this was my childhood. Ugh.
I don't think there's a show that could like be on the same level as Gravity Falls.
Yeah, definitely. I'm saying
It's just
S, absolutely S.
Yeah,
Iconic,
I
like.
agree. I think there should be a separate tier. It's like S, A, B, C, but at the top it's like Gravity Falls.
Yeah, like it's literally the best show ever. It like introduced like this like theme for like the Owl House, Amphibia. Like, it paved the way for those shows. Amazing,
It's just
absolutely.
so good.
It is extremely good. Okay, next we have Phineas and Ferb.
This one is my childhood.
This one is also my childhood. I remember watching it every single day on Cartoon
Yeah.
Network, on Di I didn't wait no on Disney Channel, not Cartoon Network, on Disney XD.
It was on
It
Disney.
was on Disney, yeah. It's such a good show. Like, Perry the Platypus, iconic. Like,
Iconic. I
iconic.
still see clips of this show like on my TikTok, and I do not complain.
Same, honey, same. Like,
Since like
I also see the Perry the Platypus audios,
Yeah, same.
like I
But
can't
would
remember.
I go back and watch it now?
It has like 200 episodes, I think.
Yeah, it's aged.
It's very good, maybe, but one thing confused me about the show is that they said there's 104 days of summer vacation, when in reality it's like what, 93, the 3 months.
Yeah, lies.
So I'd say A.
Yeah, A just because they lied.
Exactly, yeah. And it was extremely long, and the adventures never really synced up with each other. Like, every each episode was its own adventure. There was not really any plot starting up and ending, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe in those two-parter episodes, but nothing else to really know. Oh, but there was the Phineas and Ferb, the movie. I really liked it. Like, it brought back my childhood memories, like
Oh
nostalgic.
yeah.
Oh, loved it. Okay.
Beautiful.
Next, we have the Netflix special Shadow and Bones. I liked it. I haven't started the latest season yet. but I liked it.
A lot of people have recommended me this show. I haven't gotten around to watching it because I'm lazy.
I mean, same. It's a good show. I will not lie. It's a good show. I liked it. I liked the first, I think I watched the first two seasons. I don't remember how many seasons there are, but I know I didn't finish the last one. Like, I didn't start the latest season. But I liked it thus far. There are some very, like, huge, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there are these huge, like, there's this whole plot, and there's also a lot of twists and turns, and, like, backstabbing, which I like. I like backstabbing.
So yeah, it's fun.
So it's definitely not S, but I wouldn't say it's B either. So I'm just I'm gonna say A. It's not average. It's above average.
Yeah.
So next show.
Controversial. I have a lot of thoughts on Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. A lot of controversies around Wednesday.
I have a lot of thoughts and opinions.
There are a lot of controversies around Wednesday, like, and with Jenna Ortega. But I want to hear your thoughts.
So, at first when I heard that this show is going to be happening, I did watch it, and I was like, oh, this seems, like, really fun. Like, it's, you know, it's a reimagining of the classic, like, Addams Family movies, which I fucking love. I love the Addams Family movies. They're amazing.
Like, just, that's an iconic family. Great.
It's iconic. Awesome. It's great. But it's starting, but it's like the thing that ruined it for me was kind of like the fandom.
Yeah.
So many 12-year-old girls adopting that personality.
Yeah.
It's like the whole controversy about...
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still think it's a pretty good show.
It is, yeah. And it is also renewed for a second season, which I love. Like, yeah. I can't wait to watch it. And, like, my favorite scene during season one is where Jenna played on the violin. You know that one scene, right?
Yeah.
Like, the music was absolutely beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah. I really like the scene where, like, I forgot the dude's name, but he's, like, talking shit about Wednesday in front of her werewolf roommate, and she just, like, steps to the side.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was so funny.
That was really funny, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say A.
Yeah. We're not being very generous.
We are being generous, but these are good shows. Like, these are top shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved Wednesday. Wednesday was an awesome TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for season two. All right, next we have Casey Undercover with Zendaya.
I just love Zendaya, so I'm biased.
I mean, same. Zendaya, period, is just...
iconic, amazing.
Amazing. Stunning. Like, stunning. Exactly, yeah. I really liked Casey. The humor, like, the comedy there, like, the jokes, they were funny. I'm not looking around all the controversies with Disney Channel's racism. But the show in general was really great. I loved it. I grew up on it. I've rewatched it twice now, and I would still rewatch it if I wasn't lazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say yes to you for this one. What about you?
I don't have that many fond memories of the show. I have watched it. I think it's like an A tier.
All right.
What do you
think? Yeah, that one's A. Yeah, I think is better. Like, okay. I don't think it's that iconic to be with The Owl House and Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say Gravity Falls is like more of a household name than Casey Undercover, you know?
Yeah.
So, the classic The Simpsons.
My childhood!
Same. Oh,
The
God.
thing that my family always did, I had to, like, my curfew when I was younger was 9, so, like, the last thing I did was watch The Simpsons, like, every day with my dad. And then when I got older, my bedtime got extended, so I can also, like, I finished watching The Simpsons, and then I watched the TV show Bones with my parents.
Oh, I loved Bones. It's later on our list,
I
so
love
we're gonna bring it
Bones.
up later. Bones was
Yes,
good,
but The
yeah. It
Simpsons.
was always after The Simpsons. I'd say
Yeah.
Simpsons like B.
Yes, I was scared to
Yeah.
say it, but it's B.
It's B. It's not bad, but it's old, you know, it's aged.
It's
It's way much age.
very aged, Jesus Christ. Are
Yeah.
we like the two of us have this like kind of nostalgia for it, but like
I
looking
mean,
back, it's like not that good. Especially the newer seasons, they're trash.
oh, it's still going on?
Like the more like I've seen some newer clips of it, like on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah.
The clips from the like the newer seasons, oh, they're bad.
Jesus Christ. Excuse me.
Don't die.
I'll try. Yeah, The Simpsons, they should have ended it after like the first what, 6 seasons. Like, it was
Yeah.
good, but it's very old. Like, it aired at like what, 2005, 2006?
Wait, let me Google
Chat,
this.
please. Please Google.
Yeah. Did they some Taylor?
Like, it aired a long time ago. I was in what,
Hold
first
on.
grade, which was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. The oh God, number of seasons, 34.
34. Jesus
Number of
Christ.
episodes, 750.
Jesus fucking Christ. Is it done?
So, wait, let me check if it's done.
He's like, is if it's still going, then they're just trying to like
They're
milk the
milking it.
show. Yeah, absolutely. They're milking
I
it to the
think it's
minimum.
done.
Okay, great. At least it's done.
So, yeah, okay, so the debut was the debut is 1989.
1989.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's
So
ages ago.
it's old.
It's
It's fucking old.
nice. Yeah, B, very much B. All right,
Yeah.
next. Next is The Family Guy.
Strong C.
Wow. Very much, yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I thought it was like a better version of The Simpsons. It's not.
Yeah, same. It's not. The jokes, they're funny. But
Like,
I like The Simpsons better.
yes. The thing about Family Guy's jokes is they keep repeating themselves. I feel like every
Yeah.
episode is just making fun of Meg and women.
Exactly, yeah. All right. Next show. Wizards of Waverly Place with Selena Gomez.
It's been a while since I watched this one.
Same. But from what I remember, it was absolutely, oh my God, it's great. Like Alex Russo, iconic. Like queen. Like I grew up on it again. Me and my older sister would watch, and my younger sister too. We would watch Wizards of Waverly Place every single day as well. Like it aired at like what, every day at like 6 or 7 on Disney XD, and it was just, oh, I loved it. I would say A or S. What are your thoughts?
I would say A.
A,
Because it's a very
apart.
iconic name.
It is iconic. Like, it's Like, I'm gonna remember this show for years and years. Like, Selena, I love her. I wish she would act more.
Just beautiful.
Yeah, stunning. Like, icon of the icon of our generation.
For real.
All right, next is Kim Possible.
So, I discovered Kim Possible like towards the start of my preteens. So, it's not really like my childhood as much as it is like my 9 to 10 year old.
It's still your childhood. Childhood ends when you're like, what, 15? That's when it's considered that childhood is end your childhood has ended and you're started, getting serious and all.
That's sad.
I
Anyway.
know. So there are a lot of interesting characters in this one.
For real.
I've heard a lot of people say they have a crush on one of that evil chicks. I forgot her name,
Oh,
sadly.
she go.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I am asexual, but
But
I'm the things I would let that woman do to me. Do have you seen her?
I've seen every single episode, so I have seen her.
Dude,
So,
just oh my God. Okay, anyway.
A or B.
I would say B. It hasn't aged as dramatically as The Simpsons, but it has aged a bit.
It has.
The thing that
So,
kind of
next,
ruined was the
what?
mo have you seen the Kim Possible movie?
Live action?
Live action.
Yeah, it
It's
was not
bad.
good. It was pretty
So bad.
bad. It was pretty bad. All right, next one we have DuckTales. This TV show is up there with Gravity Falls in like the theme of it. Like it's very
Yeah, I would
similar,
have to
all this
agree.
adventure and mystery. But again, if I remember correctly, it was cut short. Very much it was cut short.
Sad.
I think you could feel the rush in the, on the in the final episode. Like they were like trying to like close all the plot holes and everything. So I'd say it
Yeah.
suffered. It's still pretty good, but it definitely suffered.
Like, if they wouldn't have rushed, it would have been so good.
Yeah, it would have been amazing. Like I love everything about it. The animation, the voice acting, the plot. There were some its and bits about the plot I didn't like, but in general it was really good. I'd say A.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
So, Star versus Forces of Evil, the TV show about racism.
This was my preteens.
Yeah, same. What are your thoughts on it?
Like, I have a lot of fond memories of this show.
I
You
mean, me
good
too. I
over
have a lot
there?
of thoughts. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Like, I have a lot of fond memories. Like, yeah.
Like there is
Thinking
there are
Ponyhead was iconic.
Ponyhead was really iconic. Like Star Wars is the Force Wars Evil brings up a really good like it has a good meaning to it about like all of this racism and everything. Like it brings out the real world in a way. Since
Yeah.
all of since what was it? The queens were trying to get rid of the monsters,
Yeah.
And everybody like Queen Solaria, I think, was the one who really brought like the thickness to it, like tried to get rid of the monsters the most, and she builds an army to fight them.
Yeah.
But when Queen Solaria like died, the army was still there. Like there were pieces there, and those pieces by like what was it, season 3, I think. By that point,
I
the
can't
pieces
remember.
like arranged themselves and was a problem again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say A or B. What do you think?
I would say A. I really like this show.
It wasn't bad. I really liked it too.
Yeah, it when I first saw Tom Lucidor on screen, Jesus Christ, the way my eyes got so wide. Listen,
Oh my God.
he was hot,
He
literally.
was, yeah. 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 All right, so next show. Adventure Time.
Childhood. That's
Exactly.
childhood.
That is childhood. Pure
It had a good
nonsense.
ending.
Yeah, it did. It was like what? There was like 9 seasons in total. And it was on Cartoon
Dude.
Network.
It
Oh,
was on
Cartoon
Cartoon
Network,
Le
though.
Network. It had lesbians.
Yeah, and had lesbians. Like, it's a good show. First
Great.
season one didn't make any sense. Like, it was just like babbling and bobbling. It did start some of the plot
Yeah.
that was really important by the end of it, but nothing really happened in the first season. And then the rest of the seasons were all of this like crazy things, like Jesus Christ. Like this that
I feel
show,
like it had a
if you
good
yeah.
balance of both like giving us the plot but also showing the characters' personalities through like silly interactions.
Yeah. And that show was about war. Like the show was after, well, exact like right after World War II. Like
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, when I realized that, it changed oops, it changed everything about my perception of that show. Like in the
And
intro,
like,
you
oh
can
my
see
God.
the bombs.
Yeah. And like the fact that like Bonabelle turned her like family into like the citizens of the Candy Kingdom, like the three specific citizens.
Yeah, they stupefied them. She stupefied them. I think that was the term, right?
Yeah.
Stupefy or silify. I don't remember. I think it was stupefy.
I
And
think
like,
so, yeah.
I love that
But
show.
it was
S.
so good. It's S. It can't be anything other than S.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Next, we have Steven Universe.
Now, we both have very strong opinions on this one.
Yeah. I have very strong opinions. I want to
Me
hear
too.
yours.
Oh God.
I want to hear yours first.
So the first seasons I thought were really good. I really liked it. The first seasons where we were like getting to know all the characters, but we got introduced to new characters and the plot, and then we started to like realize like learning all these things about Rose Quartz and the
Yeah.
oh my God, it was good. It was so good. I really liked
I
it.
love it. Me too.
Yeah.
They did, like the creator did slightly fuck it up with Steven Universe Future.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really like. I haven't watched Future actually. I've seen a lot of clips.
Yeah.
We could have lived without it, I think.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I think it was a really good ending to the show. It was still a good ending to the
Yeah.
show.
This show has made me cry so many times.
Yeah, and the
Oh my
soundtrack.
God.
Oh my God.
Don't get me started on the soundtrack. It makes me cry.
Like there are a lot of songs in Steven Universe. I liked the end song, you know? By Rebecca
Dude,
Sugar.
I can't listen to Love Like You. Oh my God.
I love that. I love that song, and I want to sing it so badly, but we can't because DMCA. They're gonna copyright's gonna just strike us. And plus, I have a cold. I can't sing. And what
True.
else? Love Like You. What other song was there that I really liked? I think it was Stronger Than You by Estelle.
Oh
Oh
my
my
God.
gosh.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
Garnet versus
Oh
Jasper.
my
Oh.
God. Oh my God. I also really like the song to which like Ruby and Sapphire go to Earth 2 and they sing it
Oh,
together in the
that's so cute. That's such a
It's
cute
oh my
song.
God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
There was one more song that I really liked. I can't remember it suddenly. What was it? Was where Garnet and Stevani were like trying
Oh, I
to
know which one
come to
you
pieces. Come to peace with their stuff. And I can't remember the name of that song. What
Hold
was
on.
it? Mm-hmm.
Wait, I know the lyrics. Let me Google
Same.
it. Let me Google it. Hold
Here comes a
on.
thought.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Oh my, have you heard the song Feeling Blue?
Yes. Oh
God.
my God. I've listened to all of Steven Universe songs. Like, they're
Yes.
amazing.
Oh, they're so good. Also, underrated pick. I also really like this, like, the Mr. Universe song.
Mr.
It's
Universe. Oh.
like the song, like his concert where Rose Quartz is the only audience member and he sang the song, I think it was called Comet.
Yeah, it was called
I thought
Comet.
that was, oh, it's so cute.
It
It's
was
so
also such a
cute.
good song. S tier,
My
definitely
God.
S.
S tier.
Oh, love that TV show. Childhood again, love it, still love it. Would recommend watching it. 10 out of 10. Oh,
So good. So good.
it is really good. So, next show, Rick and Morty.
Okay. I have a hot take.
I'm all
I
yours.
think it's kind of overrated.
It is very much overrated, but it's also very entertaining to watch.
It's very entertaining, yeah. I'd say
Like,
it's a B.
same, yeah. Not the best, but it's entertaining. And I think that
Entertaining. It's
gives
fun to watch.
it is very much fun to watch. Oh my God, the next show, absolutely
Childhood.
iconic. Totally
Childhood.
Spies.
Oh my God. Oh, who was your favorite?
Oh shit, I forgot the names. Oh fuck. I just remembered. What were they? Hold on. Give me a
Sam,
second.
Alex, and Chloe.
Oh, it's Sam and Chloe. I'm really fa I'm a big fan of all three of them, but I'd say Chloe was like I could have relate to her the most. And she was the comic relief.
My favorite was Alex.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised about you and Chloe, man.
Yeah, oh my God. ARS, you choose.
I think it's A.
Hey, very close to
Because
us,
there are
though.
so
Like,
many adaptations of Totally Spies. There's like
there are
this
a lot
one
of.
that you have here. There's like also another newer one.
Yeah, there's also, I think, a movie coming out.
Yes, there already
Another
was like
one.
this one movie,
There.
I think.
Yeah, there was this one about like space and stuff.
Yes.
And there was gonna I think there might be another one in 2024, I think. I don't remember though. All right. Over the garden wall.
So
I
good.
think I it's it was good. I watch it on Hulu like a few months ago.
Yeah.
It was good. It's a really beautiful one.
It's just so, like, so beautiful.
It's very beautiful. I can't say a lot because I don't remember it a lot. Like, I can barely remember it, but it was...
Neither do I, but the character designs are so good.
Yeah.
And the visuals? Oh my god.
Yeah. A or B?
A.
A, yeah. Next show, I have... Scooby-Doo Mystery Mystery Inc.
I grew up on Scooby-Doo.
I rewatched it, and I'm so mad that they didn't continue it because they left us on such a cliffhanger. Like, what the actual fuck? I can still remember the ending. Like, they left us on such cliffhanger. Like, I'm mad about it. Like, I really loved that show.
Biggest betrayal.
Yeah. Biggest betrayal. Which one of all, honestly?
So true. But it's like, it's so iconic.
It is iconic. I think, yes.
Who was your favorite character?
Oh, Velma, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. The way she went also do the undercover work. Girly pop, slay.
You're talking, are you talking about the one with glasses and the orange sweater?
Yeah, Velma. That's Velma.
Yeah, I know. The other one. Because, like, I like Daphne.
Yeah, I can see why you like Daphne.
Fuck you!
I mean, she's also a close second.
No, because,
of course, Scooby.
I love Scooby. But, I forgot, like, the name of, like, Daphne was a part of this one girl group in this one episode, where she had, like, on this, like, leather outfit.
Oh my god, I think I know which one you're talking about, but I can't remember.
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh my god. It's an S. It's an S.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. Miraculous Ladybug, the ongoing show of superheroes in France.
This was my preteens.
Exactly. I mean, it's still ongoing. Season 5, like, recently finished.
Yeah. I couldn't watch anything past season 3, honestly. I really tried to watch season 4, right? I like glued myself to my computer and like tried to watch season 4. I couldn't. I got so mad. Partly because of how Marinette treated Luca, because Luca is one of my favorite characters.
Poor Luca, yeah.
Justice for Luca.
The show after season 3, it gets so heavy and emotional. Like, oh my god. It gets so heavy. Dude. And I'm like, when I was watching some of those heavy episodes, I was like, Jesus Christ, is this still a children cartoon? Like, this is so heavy.
I know, right? Oh. Like, okay. And, like, the mistreatment of Cat Noir, I just couldn't. I couldn't. Oh,
yeah.
Like, the first 3 seasons were fine. I actually quite like them. Like, anything past that, I just couldn't. I couldn't.
Yeah, I can see why. I mean, I've watched every single episode, but I can see why season 3 was the limit.
I do want to catch up, not for the plot. I don't give a shit about the plot anymore. I really could care less. I just want, first of all, justice for Luca and justice for Cat Noir, my two favorite boys.
So, Luca barely shows up in season 5, I can tell you that.
Fuck!
And... Oh, what and this Cat love Noir? Triangle. I'm not gonna spoil anything anymore, but the love triangle between Marinette, Adrian, Cat Noir, and Ladybug, like, what the fuck is going on?
It's a love square.
excuse me, a love school. I mean, it's certainly called, it's definitely still called Love Duo because they're the same people. Surprise.
But... I know, but still. Okay, well, which one was your favorite ship?
I really liked... Oh, God.
There is only one right answer.
Ollie and Mino.
No, out of, like, Marinette and Adrian and Ladybug and Cat Noir. Oh. Out of those assholes.
Oh, the main.
Yeah, the main. Like, which one was your favorite of the Love Square?
I don't really ship any of them.
Okay, but, like, Alia and Nino is the correct answer.
Like, I was really, like, I watched it only for the side characters. Not really for the main plot anymore.
Also, Julika and Rose, oh my god.
Oh my god. I think they're a couple, officially.
Yeah. Like canon. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Like, back in the day, I was a huge Mary Schatz shipper.
Oh my god. I mean...
You can tell.
Your wish is gonna come true. Essentially.
I need to watch it. I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's gonna come, I think, what, season 5, episode, what, I don't remember anymore, 6? 5 or 6, I think. I don't remember, or maybe it's beginning of season 5, I don't remember.
But I know what I'm gonna be doing tonight.
Okay, I think A.
It's A.
Yeah.
It's just like, it was an emotional turmoil.
Yeah, very much it was. So, the next childhood icon, Winx.
Which the one Winx was your book. Favorite?
Oh, I think it's between Muse of Flora and Stella.
I fucking knew you were going to say Stella. I knew it. I knew it. My favorite one was there Flora. A pattern?
Flora. I can see why, yeah. Flora is also, like, she's up there.
No, because, like, I recently saw a TikTok where it was, like, the Winx girls, and it was, like, the holograms of their boyfriends. And, like, mm-hmm. for every other girl, their boyfriends were just, like, hugging them, and, like, and it, like, the caption said boys versus men, and then there was Flora's boyfriend who chivalrously took her arm and kissed her knuckles. It was, like, that's men behavior right there. That's a real man.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I love Flora.
I love Wing, the show. Like, yeah. I'm sad it ended. I really like that show.
I'm really sad. I had the Winx movie. Me too. I watched it all the time.
Same. I think there were many Winx movies, actually.
Yeah. Which one did you have?
I had the one with... It was like this... I wouldn't call it Cyrenix. I would call it, like... I can't remember it. Honestly. I can only remember like a few scenes from that movie.
No, same. Same. it was so long ago.
It was very much long ago. I think it was in the Cyrenix era, but I don't remember anymore.
So where are we putting this?
It is very, very iconic. So I'm between S and A, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's an S. I have no complaints about this.
I mean, me neither. Only complaint is that it needed to be longer.
Yeah.
Like, episode-wise, Winx and The Simpsons should have, like, switched.
For real? Oh my god, that's so true.
Next one we have is Arcane.
Arcane!
That was a good show.
It's very a really deep, good very show.
Very emotional. Yeah, very deep, very emotional. I loved it. Personally, I really liked it. Loved it. I've rewatched it. The plot, the animation, everything about it. It was perfection. Ugh. I even considered signing to play League of Legends just because of that show.
Don't.
But when I installed it, I realized, oh, I don't know how to play this shit. And I uninstalled it. Like, I don't know how to play it. I don't. But the show, the plot, it's everything. Literally everything.
So are we giving this an S?
I think we are.
Damn.
Like, the character design. Everything about it. Stunning. Alright. Next, what we have is Sheldon, which I actually haven't watched. So, it's all on you.
Okay. I personally relate to his autism a lot. That's part of the reason why I started watching this show. It's good, but it's not, like, that good, you know? It's, like, it's fine. I would say B.
Okay, B. B works.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know nothing about it. I only know that Sheldon had a really hot older brother. That's
oh
all.
My god, Georgie! His older brother, fucking hot!
He was handsome.
He was really hot, dude. Oh my god. That's part of the reason why I watched.
Ugh, yeah. If you just saw my legs, like, go up, like, on my chair, it's because I just saw a spider on the floor, and I'm scared. Yeah.
Well, my legs are also, like, up to my chest, so, you know.
Alright. So, next one we have, I don't know the name of it, but I've watched it.
Kunk
it's funny as fuck. A what? Hunk on Earth?
A Kunk on Earth.
Kunk on Earth.
It's so funny.
It's really funny. Like, me and Leah, like, we watched it during our Latvian lessons. Like,
yeah.
It's good. It's really good.
I've rewatched this shit so many times.
I would say A. I have not the means, but A.
Yeah.
Only reason why it's not S is because, like, for me, it wasn't released, like, as long ago, so it hasn't become iconic yet, you know?
Yeah, there's no nostalgia factor yet.
Yeah. Next show.
Broke Girls. Yeah, it's about these two girls in Brooklyn. One of them has been poor her whole life. And the other one was rich to poor. Yeah, rich to poor. I personally actually really like this show.
I really liked it as well. Like, but the adult jokes in there, though. They're really not for children.
This whole show is not for children. There's swearing in it, bestie. What the fuck?
It has swearing in it.
Yeah.
Jeez, I must watch the censored version because I do not remember swearing in it.
No, I just remember this one episode where they, like, go to Caroline's old house and she, like, talks about all this shit that she learned there. And Max is like, they let you ride a bike here? And she just, Caroline just replied with, bitch, I own this piece.
I mean, bitch is not really that bad of a word, I'd say. They're worse.
True.
I would give this A.
It's an A.
You know?
Yeah.
It is an A, yeah. So, the next show, I don't know what the fuck that is. Yeah,
Wait, hold on. I think I know which one. That's, fuck, what was the name? Hold on. Modern Family.
Oh my god, yes it is. Oh my god. I was thinking about adding it actually to the list because, like, that show.
It's a pretty good show.
It's a really good show, yeah. I'm reconsidering rewatching this, honestly.
It's like the relationships between the characters are also like so good.
Yeah. Like, I wish this was my family. Like, my family situation is not good. Would trade.
I just want gay uncles.
Same. I was give this A.
Yeah, it's an A. It's an A.
It is an A. Not entirely S. Because in S, all the shows are animated.
Top tier.
Yeah, I really like animated shows. But Modern Family is really good.
Me too, bestie. Me too.
The next one I know shit about. So it's up to you, honey.
Okay, this is The Disastrous Life of Psyche K. It's about this pink-haired dude who is a psychic, and everyone in his life is a nuisance.
Oh my.
It's a comedy. I mean, it's really, really funny. I would say that it's like a solid A.
All right. I mean, I know nothing about it.
It's really good. It's so good. Okay.
Okay, the next one. What is this?
Oh, that's Castle.
I know nothing about this either.
Oh my...
You're up.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
This is like, Castle is pretty much on the same wavelength as, like, Bones and, like, the other, like, detective shows.
Like CSI and such. It's a detective show. Ah.
It's a detective show.
I know nothing about it.
It's so good. Oh my god, it's so good. You have to watch it.
All right.
It's an A. It's an A.
Okay. The next show we have, Bones. Ugh. One of my favorite, crime detective shows ever.
Literally my childhood.
As Marsh said, we, they would watch it after Simpsons, and so would I, secretly, because my parents didn't allow me to watch this. I could secretly watch it, and it's so good. It's good.
It's really good. Not to mention, was the main guy named Bruce or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I had a crush on him. He was hot.
I mean, same.
Yeah, listen, he was hot. He was really hot.
He is still pretty hot.
He's still hot, dude. Oh my god. And I forgot that side character's name. I think it was something with an S, like Spencer or something. When he died, I was fucking devastated.
You just spoiled the show for me because I haven't. You just spoiled it, you know?
It was, during one of the earlier seasons, though.
I'm rewatching it right now. You just spoiled it.
I don't even remember that. I didn't know. I didn't fucking know.
Yeah. I love
the
show.
I'm sorry. It's so good. It's really good.
Is it iconic?
It is. I would say it is.
It's S. Next one.
2.5 Men. This is on the same wavelength as Family Guy, so C.
Yeah. There are also a lot
of
controversy.
Have you seen this show?
I've seen a few episodes. There are a lot of controversies around one of the actors in that show. And
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of sexual assault allegations. Which I do
not
like.
Yeah.
And I think that was the reason the show was canceled.
Probably.
All right. I have no words about it, so next show.
You added a Metal Family. I fucking love you.
I mean, you sent it to me. I don't know that show, but...
It's on YouTube. Okay.
Oh, it's a YouTube show. All right.
It's a YouTube show. It's on YouTube. It's currently during its second season, so she new, she fresh.
Ah, c'est fraîche.
It is so good. It's like, oh my, it's good. It's good.
It's good, period.
It's just good. I have nothing to say about it. It's good.
Right.
It's an A.
All right. So, next one, Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay.
I fucking love Kitchen Nightmares.
I haven't seen Kitchen Nightmares. I've seen a few episodes, but not all of them.
Best. Why?
I don't like he's so mean. I don't like him.
Have you seen him around children?
No.
He's really nice to kids.
We aren't kids, so he's probably not gonna be nice to us, so he's
He
mean,
has
period.
children. He's a dad.
He is a dad, but he is mean, period. And I do not like that at all.
It's funny.
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah. What are we thinking?
It's up
I'd
to
say
you.
B.
I'm gonna agree with B.
Okay.
Next show, I do
Cake
not know
Boss.
the name of Cake Boss. Huh, I've never heard of it. Despite I love
I think it's
cooking.
very entertaining.
All
I'm just a
right.
person who likes baking shows, so maybe that's why I like it. But like the turmoil that these contestants go through to make the fucking cakes. I just like it. I think it's neat.
For me, I consume all my cooking content from Rosanna Pansino on YouTube,
Oh, I love
so
her.
she's such a cookie. Like, that's the best way to describe her.
She's adorable.
Like, yeah, like she's so nice and sweet. Like, she is one of the most drama-free YouTubers out there. Like, she has no
For
drama.
real. Yeah.
And the only time she did, like, the only time Rosanna did insert herself into drama was to defend her friend Joey Graceffa
Yeah.
from what was her name? Gabby,
Gabby Hanna, yeah.
Gabby Hanna for the what was it?
Escape
Escape
the Night.
Tonight, which I do love. I love that show.
I
I didn't
love
put it on
Escape the
here.
Night.
I love Escape the Night. It's such a good
My
show.
God.
Like, I can't. I wish there was a fifth season.
Same.
I love this. Anyways, back to this show.
So, okay, Cake Boss, I would have to say that it's like a B tier.
A B tier. All right, I can get with that. Last one on the list.
What?
Inside Job.
I fucking love Inside Job so much.
But it got canceled.
I know, and I'm pissed.
I hate it. I don't hate the show, but I hate the fact that it was canceled. Like, Netflix
Yeah.
canceled so many great shows.
I know, right?
They
This
also
was literally
canceled.
such a good show.
It was such a good show. Netflix literally canceled Fate the Wings Saga, which was like the live a adaptation of Wings, and I love that
Yeah.
fucking show. It's like the combination between horror and action, and like it was so good.
I
Anyways,
love
Inside
Inside
Job.
Job.
I loved it too. I watched the entirety of it. I'm sad it
So
was
good.
ended. I'm gonna say A.
It's an
It
A.
hasn't. It's not nostalgic because it's relatively
It's new.
recent, but I loved it.
Listen, okay, should we add a Latvian classic?
Which one?
Ogonzgrax.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Listen, that has such a huge nostalgia factor.
It has, it has a lot of nostalgia, but I didn't like it.
Neither did I, but it's like such a nostalgia thing. I loved Zantinya.
Oh my God, yeah, but still, I did not like the show. It
Listen,
was
she's an
funny.
icon.
She is an icon. I mean, the show was funny, but I didn't like it. I didn't
Neither
actively
did
go
I.
out of my way to watch it.
The thing is, like, my brother fucking loved that show. So he and his fucking goons, aka his friends, like every day after school, they would come to our house and watch Ugunsgrax. And when I would get home from school, I would want to watch TV, and that's the only thing they watched. So I was like, fuck it, I guess I'm gonna watch this show.
Jesus Christ. If we were to rate it, what would we give it then? I would
Either
say
an A
B.
or a B.
B. I'm pulling from it pulls more B for me.
Yeah, but oh my God.
Yeah.
It's such
I
a Latvian
guess.
classic.
I mean, it is a Latvian classic. But a lot of people won't know that show, and it isn't really translated in any other language. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess that is the end of that. So this was fun.
This was really fun.
What are we going to do next time? I don't know yet. I don't remember if we talked about it or not.
Up a suggestion.
Oh my God, let's not speak of it yet. It's a surprise for next time. Like, let's leave them on a cliffhanger, you know?
Yeah.
Fancy. All right, so this was good. Surprisingly, we had none like D shows.
Family Guy was close.
Yeah, Family Guy was really close. Anyways, thank you all for watching and listening. This was a video podcast, our first surprise. It's probably like the video format is probably gonna go up only on Spotify and YouTube. So I'm gonna try to leave links everywhere and all. And yeah, thank you all for watching, and we will see you next time, whenever that's gonna be.
We'll try to make it soon.
Yeah, we will try our best.
Yeah.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.